With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. February saw more job cuts than analysts were expecting. The Labor Department says employers shed 92,000 employees last month, sending the unemployment rate up a notch to 4.4%. The southern suburbs of Beirut tremble beneath thunderous Israeli fire as the Israelis go after Iran's proxy Hezbollah in the Lebanese capital. The U.S.-Israel war on Iran is now a week old. President Trump has high hopes for the Iranian people once Operation Epic Fury wraps up.
There's much better future for Iran. It's now beginning. It's going to be, I think, a great future. And the United States will ensure that whoever leads the country next, Iran will not threaten America or its neighbors, Israel, anybody.
Mr. Trump says what's left of Iran's leadership is desperate to make a deal, but the president says they had their chance. Time for talk is over. Four men under arrest in the UK on suspicion of spying for Iran.
The Metropolitan Police say the suspects, one Iranian and three dual British-Iranian nationals, were taken into custody on suspicion of assisting a foreign intelligence service. The men are suspected of spying on locations and individuals. Six other men were also arrested in Harrow, West London, on suspicion of assisting an offender, and they've been taken into custody too. Commander Helen Flanagan, who's in charge of counter-terrorism policing in London, tells the media, "We understand the public may be concerned, in particular the Jewish community. And as always, I would ask them to remain vigilant, and if they see or hear anything that concerns them, contact us. Searches are ongoing at the suspects' addresses, as well as other properties nearby." I'm Charles Villadesmo.
Oklahoma Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, President Trump's choice for Homeland Security Secretary. Mr. Trump fired DHS Secretary Kristi Noem. Wall Street, Dow futures down 246. This is SRN News. An Indiana man is going to jail for vandalizing a church.
The 21-year-old man was convicted of spray painting satanic symbols on Maple Grove Baptist Church in Plainfield and has been sentenced to 10 months behind bars. Tom Wheeler, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Indiana, says, quote, "Targeting any house of worship because of its faith is an attack on the fundamental freedoms that define our nation. There has been an uptick in attacks on churches in the U.S. over the past several years." Michael Harrington reporting.
Persecution of Christians is on the rise in Southeast Asia as Islam spreads. A new report from International Christian Concern finds that the persecution of Christians in the region is complex, damaging, and deep-rooted. It includes direct, violent, and deadly attacks and incidents, but it also involves immense, complex, and indirect pressure, discrimination, threats, intimidation, problematic laws, and social isolation. This is SRN News. It's that time of year again, daylight saving time. Clocks will spring ahead 1 hour at 2 a.m. Sunday in most of the U.S. For many, it throws off sleep schedules, plunges early morning dog walks into darkness, and inspires millions of complaints. So what about permanent daylight saving time? Kenneth Wright with the University of Colorado.
When we're looking at people being on permanent daily saving time, that actually changes our relationship to the sun. And in particular, what that means is if we are on permanent daylight saving time, we're going to have many more dark mornings. People will be driving to work. Children will be standing there for the bus or walking to school in the dark. And it can increase that by more than 100 days compared to what we currently do right now.
No clear consensus about what to do, and every solution will still leave millions of people in the dark later in the morning or earlier in the evening than they would like or part of the year. More details at SRNNews.com.